Mahanaga Mahathera ini, dia pertama-tama berlatih meditasi tamasa. Jadi dia pertama-tama berlatih 10 kasina, kemudian dia berhasil mencapai 8 samapati atau 8 pencapaian. Lantas dengan 8 pencapaian ini, lantas dia menguasai 5 kesaktian. Oleh misalnya kesaktian apa mata doa, telinga doa dan sebagainya.
Hashtag Gautamata meditated one practice in Vipassana, especially when they reached Uddiyana state. The knowledge of rising and passing away state. The strong power flows like a beer. At the day, he takes, he made a day, but through the knowledge. What is the reason? Such people like this not yet evolved. Before also there is like a light of wisdom, but previous the light of wisdom and now a light of wisdom is not safe. Very peculiar light. So he begs, he made a day, but through the knowledge. If we say openly, he thinks he himself became Rahat. Because of this reason, he did not practice Vipassana systematically for the attainment of path and truth in knowledge. Because he thinks he himself already attained path and truth in knowledge.
Setelah itu, ia melanjutkan latihannya dengan meditasi Vipassana. Lantas ia mencapai Udaya Baya Nyana. Pada saat mencapai Udaya Baya Nyana ini, dia mendapatkan cahaya yang sangat, menemui cahaya yang sangat kuat dan sangat terang. Pada saat itu, dia berpikir dia sudah mencapai kesucian. Sesungguhnya, walaupun sebelumnya dia pun sudah melihat cahaya, tapi cahayanya itu tidak seterang seperti pada saat dia mencapai Udaya Majibaya Nyana tersebut. Lantas dia berpikir dia sudah mencapai kesucian dan dia tidak berlatih lebih lanjut secara sistematis. Untuk mencapai kesucian, dia berhenti dari latihannya.
Pada hari ketiga semuanya reach his teacher's mind. Pada hari di anasat his teacher is still putuk kena ordering dia. So he went to his teacher. He asked many questions. According to Vito Vimaga, he asked 1,000 questions which can be answered by Rahat. So he, without delay, answered all questions. The meaning is he thinks he himself became Rahat.
He asked 1,000 questions, yeah.
1,000 questions which can be answered by Rahat only.
Answered by Rahat. Pada saat itu, muridnya, Damadina, mampu membaca pikiran dari gurunya. Dan dia melihat bahwa, karena pencapaiannya lebih tinggi, dan dia mampu melihat bahwa gurunya masih berupa pitujana, sebagai orang awam, masih orang awam. Lantas dia bertanya, 1000 pertanyaan kepada gurunya, di mana pertanyaan 1000 pertanyaan tersebut hanya bisa dijawab oleh seorang yang sudah mencapai tingkat arahat.
The Samadina Earth 257. Can you try such power? Oh, it is not difficult for me, he says. Then please create one white elephant. Then, Venerable Mahanaga create white, a very big white elephant. Then his disciple Samadina says, please create that elephant with very big, strong, powerful elephant that attacking both of us. Then he creates another day when the elephant attacks to them. Mahanaga Mahathira tried to run away. Another day, his disciple Samadina crushed his rope. Then he did not go away. Other than he understood, he is not Rahat. He is the Uddhochana. Why? He is afraid of anything and he tries to run away.
Pada saat itu, muridnya, Damadina, memohon gurunya untuk menciptakan sebuah gajah putih yang sangat besar. Kemudian gajah putih ini juga memiliki belalai yang sangat kuat. Kemudian dia minta gurunya itu dengan kesaktiannya untuk membuat belalai ini menangkap kedua orang ini, keduanya. Lantas gurunya melihat ini, lantas dia berusaha untuk melarikan diri karena ketakutan. Lantas Damadina segera menggenggam atau mencengkram jubah gurunya ini supaya tidak lari. Dan lantas gurunya ini akhirnya menyadari bahwa dalam dirinya masih ada ketakutan, berarti dia belum mencapai kesucian.
Yes, also another reason why he takes himself to become Rahat. Within 60 years, any defilement never visits to his mind. Because of this reason, although he takes, he already became Rahat.
Salah satu sebab pula mengapa gurunya Mahanaga ini berpikir dia sudah mencapai arahat, sudah mencapai kesucian tertinggi, karena selama 60 tahun tak ada seekor gajah putih pun yang berkunjung atau mendatangi wiharanya.
When he knew that he is still wandering the Uddhochana, he asked Kamatana to promise the Taibal Damadina. At the day, Venerable Damadina gave him within Sakara Kamatana to descend a little part of the meditation. He practiced this meditation within few steps. He became already Rahat. Why? Because he had already practiced Vipassana, Abdul Sekharupata Nyanapsis, for many years. But he thinks he himself, he already attained, but in Prusinale, he had already begun Rahat. Because of this reason, he had no much intention for the attainment of but in Prusinale. But at this time, he had the intention to attain part in Prusin knowledge. Because of this reason, it is equivalent any formation based on Sarakata Sati Kamatana, Prusin Sarkara, Attitude Part of Body Meditation. He equivalent formation as Sarakata Sarkara in another end, very quickly he became Rahat.
Ketika menyadari dirinya sudah belum mencapai kesucian, oleh karena itu dia minta muridnya untuk mengajarkannya meditasi. Dan muridnya Dhammadina ini mengajarkan meditasi 32 bagian meditasi perenungan terhadap atau pengamatan terhadap 32 bagian tubuh. Dan dalam waktu singkat, gurunya ini yaitu Mahanaga Mahathera, beliau mencapai tingkat kesucian. Jadi mengapa dia bisa begitu cepat dalam waktu singkat bisa mencapai tingkat kesucian? Karena sebelumnya dia sesungguhnya sudah mencapai sampai tahap Sankharupekha Jnana. Dan itu pada saat itu karena dia pikir dia sudah mencapai tingkat kesucian, lantas dia tidak memiliki keinginan untuk melanjutkan meditasinya. Dan pada saat dia diberi objek meditasi 32 bagian tubuh, nah saat itu dia ingin mencapai tingkat kesucian sehingga dengan cepat dia bisa mencapai Maghanyana dan Phalanyana.
Okay, any question?
Apa tertentu sama rupa jana sampai rupa jana lalu sampai tingkat pada upacara sama itu bisa mencapai.
Anyone who want to obtain Magga Phala, if you obtain jana, if you get the jana achievement in What type of jhana can we do? Can one attain the Maghanthala only by upacara samadhi?
Yes, for the Lord. In the Noble Buddha, there are two types of meditation. One type is vipassana, yani the pure vedika meditation, vipassana meditation. Another type is samatha yamika, samatha vidika vipassana meditation. So Mahathera and the Buddha, they say themselves, is it waste of time to practice samatha dhyana? We want to become arahat very, very quickly. Because of this reason, they practice 4 minutes meditation only. With or for any meditation, they can attain up to excess concentration state. Based on this concentration, they decide to get up adhiman materiality, adhiman mentality, and their project. And they contemplate both formations as Nitya Dukkha Anatta, systematically. Then they become arahat. Such arahat are mentioned in many sutras, especially and Sushima Sutta of Nidhana Bodha Sanyutta Pali.
Di zaman Sang Buddha, ada yang ada dua macam praktisi atau apa? Ya, ada dua macam pelaku meditasi. Ada dua macam apa pengamal, yaitu vipassana yamika. Yang kedua adalah samatha yamika. Di zaman Sang Buddha pula, ada sejumlah biku, mereka ingin cepat-cepat mencapai kesucian. Oleh karena itu, Sang Buddha hanya mengajarkan kepada mereka meditasi 4 unsur. Dengan meditasi 4 unsur ini, mereka hanya mencapai upacara samadhi. Dengan upacara samadhi ini, mereka mampu untuk melihat fenomena materi dan fenomena mental. Juga mampu untuk melihat anicca, dukkha, dan anatta. Ini disebutkan di dalam sejumlah sutta.
Okay. Another technique to Matanika. We practice the Madhajana before practicing Vipassana. So meditators, we practice on Upasana. With Upasana concentration, they practice 4 minutes meditation, any session meditation, they session argument with reality, argument mentality, and they are possible. And they contemplate these 4 minutes as a data sutra, another session meditation, they can also become sarha.
Jadi yang tadi itu adalah melalui Vipassana Jhanika. Kemudian ada pula tipe murid yang kedua, yaitu Samatha Jhanika. Mereka melakukan dulu Samatha, meditasi Samatha sebelum melakukan meditasi Vipassana. Dan setelah mereka mencapai jhana, maka mereka bisa melihat fenomena materi, fenomena mental, dan juga apa prosesnya. Kemudian mereka mampu melihat anicca, dukkha, dan anatta dari berbagai fenomena tersebut. Dan akhirnya mereka mencapai kesucian.
However, some meditators, they want to practice sadhana or sadhana or posthana. Based on this posthana is there, practice Vipassana Sutta Meditation, it can also be done Arahat. But some meditators, they want to practice all jhana, all attainment. Based on this jhana concentration, if they also practice Vipassana Sutta Meditation, they can also be done Arahat. So there are different disciples who have different ideas.
Jadi yang pertama tadi, itu dia mencapai jhana pertama, kemudian dia berusaha untuk melihat fenomena mental, fenomena materi, dan prosesnya, kemudian melihat wirakana yang ada pada berbagai fenomena tersebut, akhirnya dia mencapai kesucian. Kemudian bisa juga dia mencapai jhana yang kedua, atau jhana ketiga, atau jhana keempat, lantas dia melanjutkan dengan meditasi Vipassana dengan melihat fenomena mental dan fenomena materi, melihat prosesnya, kemudian melihat anicca, dukkha, dan anatta. Dan mereka ini masing-masing yang mencapai jhana satu, jhana dua, jhana tiga, jhana empat, itu saat melanjutkannya dengan meditasi Vipassana, mereka bisa mencapai kesucian. Jadi macam-macam cara yang digunakan.
Ini question? Okay.
Yeah. Can you explain about the in the Patisamrita Bhaga said about the in the chapter of uncoupling about the samatha and vipassana coupled together? Can you explain about this? How the way to way?
Some meditators, they already practice samatha. Especially in attainment, they can talk jhana. When practicing Vipassana, they must contemplate all mentality, all materiality, all mentality in their process as metta, dukkha, and anatta. When contemplating mentality, among mentalities, which is attainment, are also included. When practicing Vipassana, occasionally they practice Sajjana Dhamma as anicca, dukkha, anatta, etc. When practicing Vipassana, if they want to Could you bring Pajjana Thomas and Mr. Dogra in the house to teach? First, he must re-establish his Pajjana concentration again, some of the meditation objects such as Asketina, etc. Imagine from Pajjana, they could bring Pajjana Thomas here and four major formations. These Pajjana Dhammas, he could bring there as Nita, Dhokra, and Lada. They, again, they re-establish Pajjana, taking Samadha object as Vajjana, taking as Samadha Vajjana object, taking as Samadha Vajjana object, such as Satina Dhamma. Imagine from Pajjana, they could bring Pajjana Dhammas as Nita, Dhokra, and Lada. In this way, they enter into jhana, and emerge from jhana, they contemplate jhana dhammas and nita dukkha nata systematically. Such type of practice is called dukkha nata, samatha and vipassana, all together.
Pertanyaannya adalah, di dalam Patisambhida Magga, buku-buku Patisambhida Magga, ada disebutkan ada suatu cara untuk mencapai kesucian melalui samatha dan vipassana secara bersamaan. Jawaban dari Siadao adalah, orang tersebut sesungguhnya dia sudah mencapai 8 jenis dana. Pada saat dia sudah mampu untuk mencapai 8 jenis jhana ini, dia berusaha untuk melihat fenomena materi, kemudian fenomena mental dan prosesnya, kemudian melihat anicca, dukkha, anatta dari jhana tersebut. Misalnya, pada saat dia mencapai jhana yang pertama melalui misalnya cakina panah atau apa kalikasina, dia berusaha untuk melihat jhana dhamma atau berbagai fenomena apa yang ada yang ditemui di dalam jhana tersebut dengan kacamata anicca, dengan melihat apa anicca, dukkha dan anattanya. Kemudian dia bisa juga memasuki jhana yang kedua, misalnya dengan kasina juga, kemudian berusaha untuk melihat berbagai fenomena jhana ini dengan melihat aspek ininya, anicca, dukkha, dan anattanya. Maka inilah yang disebut sebagai meditasi dengan samatha dan vipassana berjalan secara bersamaan.
For example, our Buddha. Suppose he gained enlightened Buddha. He embraces vipassana under the Bodhisattva, especially that part. Uttima Yama. He contemplates all ordinary materiality, ordinary mentality, and they are called as Nitta Dukkha Nata Systematically, a whole last word for many times, both internally and externally, especially with the 100,000 cosmic universe. Very wonderful Vipassana. At last, he established Pajjana concentration. Imagine from Pajjana concentration, he contemplates Pajjana Dhamma as Nita, Dukkha, and Anatta. Other than he becomes Pajjana. He realized Nibbana first time, right? The three winners of knowledge and truth and knowledge. Then he re-established second jhana. Imagine from second jhana he contemplates second jhana dhamma as anicca, dukkha, anatta. Other than, at the end of his vipassana, he realized Nibbana by Sadhagami Patni through Chandra and Sidhu by Sadhagami Vasnadana. Again, he re-established the jhana concentration. Imagine from the jhana, he could embrace the jhana dhamma as nature, sukha, ladha. And at the end of his vipassana nature, Nagami path in through knowledge realizes Nibbana. Other than he became Nagami Naradana. Again, he re-established fourth jhana concentration. Imagine from fourth jhana, he could embrace fourth jhana dhamma as nature, sukha, ladha. And at the end of his vipassana nature, Arhant path in through knowledge arises. That Arhant path in through knowledge realizes Nibbana. But that Arhant path knowledge associates with only the knowledge of the Yata Yana. At the time, he begins enlightened Samasambhogha. This is how he practices Dukkha Naja, Samatha and Vipassana.
Sebagai contoh, Sang Buddha sendiri pada saat-saat menjelang pencapaian kebudaan atau pencapaian pencerahan sebagai seorang Sang Buddha, beliau melakukan meditasi Vipassana. Pada saat itu beliau berusaha untuk melihat sifat anicca, dukkha, dan anatta dari fenomena materi, fenomena mental, dan prosesnya, baik secara internal maupun secara eksternal. Jadi beliau bahkan juga mampu untuk mengamati berbagai fenomena-fenomena itu yang berada di dalam berbagai tata surya lainnya. Jadi mampu untuk melihat jutaan atau miliaran atau triliunan dari tata surya yang lainnya juga. Dan pada saat itu beliau pertama-tama mencapai memasuki jhana yang pertama dulu. Lantas berusaha untuk melihat anicca dukkha anatta dari berbagai jhana dhamma atau berbagai fenomena jhana yang dicapainya itu, lantas beliau mencapai tingkat kesucian Sotapanna. Jadi untuk pertama kalinya mencapai melihat Nibbana. Kemudian selanjutnya beliau memasuki jhana yang kedua. Kemudian juga berusaha untuk melihat aspek anicca dukkha anatta dari jhana dhammanya. Akhirnya beliau mencapai tingkat kesucian Sakada Gami. Kemudian selanjutnya beliau memasuki jhana yang ketiga, melihat aspek anicca dukkha anatta dari jhana dhamma yang dialaminya. Kemudian beliau mencapai tingkat kesucian Anagami. Kemudian selanjutnya beliau memasuki jhana keempat, kemudian melihat aspek anicca dukkha anatta dari jhana dhamma yang dialaminya, dan akhirnya mencapai tingkat kesucian yang tertinggi sebagai seorang arhat. Cuma pada saat itu selain beliau mencapai tingkat kesucian sebagai seorang arhat, tingkat kearahatan tersebut juga bersekutu dengan faktor yang disebut sebagai sabbanyuta nyana, yaitu kemahatahuan. Mungkin kalau sabba itu semua, nyuta itu mengetahui, dan mungkin kalau kita terjemahkan sebagai maha tahu. Nah, apa yang dilakukan oleh Sang Buddha tersebut itu adalah penggabungan dari samatha dan vipassana, atau biasanya disebut juga sebagai cara yuga nanda, metode yuga nanda antara vipassana dan samatha. Kalau bahasa Mandarinnya itu asal ini. Xin bạch ngài, ngài cho con hỏi thời kỳ này hành giả tu thiền có khả năng đắc hay là nhập nhập họ cũng định không? Xin ngài vui lòng hành giả cho chúng con được tiếp nếu rốt khác mà được tiếp có lắm được không?
In this very life, this year, every case that they can attain the Chana and live, as well as they can attain the Dhyoda Samapati. In this very life, is there any case that they can attain the Dhyoda Samapati? So please explain about that as well. I have the ability, the possibility that whoever they can attain such a level of the attainment of this life. Maybe you say that.
Do you want to add in? Niroda Samapatti, that they can add in. You want? If you want to add in, first, you must try to be the Nagami, Noradana, or Arahat. If you be the Nagami, Noradana, or Arahat, at that moment, you get in the induced successful Niradana Samapati. If you have already tried this, it has been in Aishamata Jhana, it has been attainment.
Cảm ơn câu hỏi là thì là có một chút như thế này, nếu quý vị nào muốn đạt được cái phần hình học những vật như Yoga Samapatti thì người ấy phải hành hình, nhất là phải đạt được tám phần hình và người ấy phải tiến bước được Samapatti và ấy sẽ tiếp vào cái tám phần hình bắt vào cái phần hình để học những vật.
In that very life, it will be that Nagami, Noradana, and Raha, is it for the world?
Yeah, yeah, chúng ta nói là trong thời gian này cũng có thể là thực hành để đạt thứ nhất được cái này cũng như là cái này nếu như thực sự có thực hành thì chúng ta có thể thực hành được. This person is a girl of the world. This person is in the community. They explain that the thousand years of the Buddha or Buddha Sakama. They think that there is always no other time they can attain in this period. So in this case, in this life, is there any case that they can attain our time? And so can attain also the the what you say the happiness
all those who have that they also become Sadhana, second winner, or Sadhagami, or Sadhana, or Anagami, Naradhana, or Arhat. Every day, without practicing, bring a tech power automatically, they already attain Vinaya. For example, in the name of Buddha, some Arhat, they practice Vipassana only. But when they begin Arhat, because of their previous paramis, they automatically begin also possess, they already attain tech powers. Tech minding, tech powers, together with Arhat knowledge. Some meditators, when they begin Arhat, when the bright day they any for tech powers, they already attain three types of Vinaya tech powers, such as recognition of first life and divine and tech power and Arhat knowledge, Arhat first knowledge. But nowadays, such type of persons are very rare. When they begin Arhat, if they want to possess tech power, they must fight their life for that tech power. But it is possible. Possibility is mentioned according to Gomez's explanation. Nowadays, if they begin Arhat, they can also possess the right and such power as well as the volition of first intention of the universe and of the citizen.
Ngài trả lời câu hỏi của sư cả là trong thời này ở tất cả các cái tầng thánh, kể từ tầng thánh từ Tu Đà Vật cho đến các bậc Nhất Lai Bất, nếu như và kể cả bậc A, nếu như các vị ấy không thực hành về các cái thần thiền của định và không thực hành thì phải thực hành về các thực thông, thì không có thể nào mà có được cái luật thông, mà tất cả những cái trường hợp đó thì họ thì phải thực hành qua các thần thông của đời trước cũng như đời này thì họ mới có thể đạt được. Và tất cả những vị thần thánh đó nếu như họ không thực hành cái phương pháp đó thì họ không thể nào có được. Nhưng mà những loại người như vậy trong đời này rất là hiếm, vừa đắc quả A-la-hán vừa có thần thông rất là hiếm, nhưng thì có thể có khả năng thực hành được nếu như họ thực tập đúng trong phương pháp.
So he wants to ask again about the questions that we said. According to me, they said that the 3,000, the year 3,000, there is no more Arahant attained in this period. So just only someone in heart, only attained three kinds of the Vijja. So Vijja, three Vijja. So in the Pali word,
misunderstanding of the first 100,000, first 1,000, within 1,000 years, and then of Buddha, beginning from the intent of Buddha, within 1,000 years, there are Arahats who possess both analytic and knowledge, this is Italian. After that, if they meditate or begin Arhat, they cannot achieve both, this is Italian. Within 2,000 years, they can, when they begin Arhat, they can possess as well five mundane such powers, together with Arhat knowledge, all together six such powers. Sa Abhijñāna, Sara Abhijñāna. But now it is within 3,000 barrels. 3,000 within 3,000 barrels. There can be Sivijapada Arahat. Sivijapada Arahat means he can begin Arahat as well as they can possess divine insight power as well as he got it in all. But the existence of Vajivasana Abhijñāna together with Arahat Abhijñāna all together three pointers. No, they cannot be done anagami sattva. No, not true. They can be done for the manat paragami, anagami, as well as Arahat. In this param.
Ngài trả lời câu hỏi của sư pháp chất là coi như là cái đó có lẽ là do sự hiểu lầm về cái giải thích trong chú giải, chứ còn tất cả những năm trước 3000, năm thứ nhất và năm thứ hai của năm mấy ngàn đó thì đều có thể là đạt được các cái tuệ về tứ phân tích cũng như các cái thần thông, nhưng mà riêng đến từ năm 3000 thì cũng có thể cắt được A La Hán và tất cả những cái tuệ khác cũng như là lục thông và tam minh. Thì Ngài nói là tất cả những thực thắng từ Anagami trở xuống cũng có thể đắc được tất cả những cái đó nếu mà có thực hành. The reason that why he raised this question for the New Buddha Samapatti attainment, since he means that in Vietnam, many lay Buddhists, they expect to learn the true Buddha teaching, and they expect some method they can learn and they can attain the Samapatti, New Buddha Samapatti like that. So, in case that people are different, like the some kinds of their wish or expectation to learn and to practice some kinds of this method and then a case like that.
Thank you for your
time. You can teach this for the Vietnamese, they can learn for sure. How do you think, can teach that class? Is there anyone who can Ngài trả lời rằng là nếu như vị nào có đủ ba la mật thì cũng có thể dạy được cái phương pháp này.
Jadi pertanyaannya adalah apakah mungkin dalam kehidupan ini, maksudnya dalam zaman sekarang ini, seseorang mencapai niroga samapatti. Nah, jawaban dari saya adalah apabila seseorang dia sudah mencapai anagami atau mencapai arahat, kemudian dia mencapai 8 jhana, 8 samapatti, maka dia bisa memasuki niroda samapatti. Jadi jawabannya, kalau misalnya ada di zaman ini ada anagami dan ada arahat, kemudian dia juga mampu mencapai 8 jhana, maka bisa saja dia mencapai niroda samapatti. Kemudian tadi yang dari Vietnam ini bertanya lebih lanjut. Dikatakan bahwa 3000 tahun setelah pencapaian pencerahan dari Sang Buddha, setelah 3000 tahun pencerahan Sang Buddha, seseorang itu dikatakan tidak bisa lagi mencapai arahat yang memiliki abhinya. Nah, Lantas jawaban dari Theodore adalah bahwa apabila di zaman Sang Buddha ada sejumlah siku, ada sejumlah umat yang mencapai jana 1, jana 2, jana 3, dan jana 4. Mereka tanpa berlatih lebih lanjut sudah mampu memiliki abinya, kelima abinya. Jadi tanpa berlatih mereka memiliki kesaktian. Ini karena mereka memiliki parami yang cukup. Jadi saya mengatakan mungkin itu ada sedikit salah paham. Kemudian Theodore juga menjawab bahwa memang ada juga arahat yang memiliki apa yang disebut sebagai teinja, yaitu kemampuan untuk mengingat kelahiran lampau, kemudian memiliki mata dewa, kemudian mencapai berakhirnya pengakhiran dari kotoran batin. Kemudian saya menjawab bahwa di dalam kata-kata memang ada disebutkan bahwa 1000 tahun, dikatakan dalam waktu 1000 tahun setelah pencapaian pencerahan Sang Buddha, bisa saja seseorang mencapai arahat, kemudian dia juga sekaligus memiliki dua jenis patisanggita nyana. Kemudian dalam 2000 tahun setelah pencerahan Sang Buddha, bisa saja di dunia ini muncul seorang arahat yang memiliki lima abinya, lima kesaktian lainnya. Kemudian dalam kurun waktu 3000 tahun setelah pencerahan Sang Buddha, bisa saja seseorang mencapai arahat dan dia memiliki teinja atau tiga pengetahuan, yaitu seperti yang telah disebutkan tadi, ada selain mencapai berakhirnya kotoran batin, juga memiliki mata dewa dan ingatan terhadap kelahiran lampau. Kemudian Tante yang dari Vietnam ini mengatakan mengapa beliau bertanya demikian, karena di Vietnam saat ini ada sejumlah umat yang ingin mencapai, mereka berlatih dan ingin mencapai niroda samasati. Kemudian beliau juga memohon agar Theodore bisa datang ke negerinya untuk mengajarkan meditasi kepada orang-orang Vietnam.
I ask your kindness, please also kindly correct me if I'm wrong. I thought I should myself, the whole audience, is very achieving jhana. I heard what you said in the United States, saying that without the jhana concentration, according to your experience of teaching, most of the yogis seem to be stuck at dependent on information. Marigama is accumulating the four element meditation
If they practice only meditation only, without practicing any jhana, if they continue to practice vipassana, However, some meditators, if they practice only for immediate meditation, as some meditators, they do not practice any samatha-dhyana. They can say the ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, both internally and externally. However, when they discern the basic originality, at that time, they cannot see their past process. What is the reason? Their lack of wisdom at that time is lost and that to penetrate past process. At that time, if we see any samatha meditation, there are also many difficulties.
Maaf, jadi saya tidak begitu jelas apa pertanyaannya, tetapi jawaban dari saya tahu adalah ada orang yang memang mereka melakukan meditasi empat unsur tanpa pencapaian dhyana, dan mereka ini bisa mencapai magathala, yaitu mencapai tingkat kesucian. Bagi mereka yang berlatih meditasi empat unsur ini, mereka mampu melihat fenomena materi dan fenomena mental baik secara internal maupun secara eksternal. Tetapi pada saat mereka mulai berlatih atau mulai memasuki tahap patika samupada, melihat 12 mata rantai yang saling bergantungan, mereka tidak mampu melihat proses lampau, proses yang sudah terjadi di masa lampau. Ini karena cahaya yang dihasilkan oleh mereka itu tidak kuat, tidak mampu menembusi.
If a meditator wants to discern the basic origination of the day, he must already discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mental, ultimate mentality, both internally and externally. At the day, he did not see any collection. He see only kalabas, both internally and externally. And then again, if we analyze those kalabas, we can see argument, materiality, and mentality. After that only, we can discern dependent origination again. While discerning dependent origination, we cannot penetrate past causes, because the light of wisdom is not enough. After that, if we teach samatha, there are also many difficulties. One, for example, if we want to practice white katina, there must be white sakya. As long as we focus on the that white sakya, that white sakya will become kalapa. This is problem. No solid there. Then he cannot go sentient work. Then, if we pay attention to any different objects, such as flowers, white flowers, red flowers, etc. As long as he focus on that flower, then flower became kalabar. So very difficult to see from the heart. At the day, usually we see cross objects, such as dead bodies. We try to see dead bodies. And we concentrate on that dead body object as a repulsive vehicle. So that there is no dead cross. Very difficult. So we must wait all down there. So every day it is very, very difficult. Some meditators, when they focus that dead body, that dead body also begins to lava. It's very difficult. Because of this reason, we do not understand they are part of it. Because of this reason, we then receive some attack. Previously, maybe 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, I do not teach usually samatha. I teach only 4 years meditation. But later, because of this problem, I teach samatha part, and then I teach vipassana with some meditation.
I would like to
only see the guy hot, not but not really not see what.
That is quite like that. He forgot quite a bit. That's a good thing.
Kemudian lanjutan dari apa jawaban Syadaw adalah beliau mengambil contoh misalnya dia pada saat dia melihat misalnya kasina suci atau bunga atau bunga maka yang dilihat itu hanyalah kalapa, hanya kalapa. Mungkin saja dia bisa melihat apa tempat kencur yang terkandung di dalam kalapa tersebut. Tetapi umumnya dia hanya melihat kalapa, sehingga hanya itu yang bisa dia lihat. Sehingga pencapaiannya hanya sampai di sana. Dan ketika dia merenungkan jenazah, jenazahnya juga umumnya hanya berubah yang dia lihat hanyalah kalapa. Sekitar 20 tahun yang lalu, Syadaw beliau tidak mengajarkan samatha. Beliau hanya mengajarkan empat unsur lantas memasuki tahap vipassana. Lantas karena beliau menemui masalah demikian, cukup banyak yogi yang mengalami masalah demikian, oleh karena itu beliau saat ini pertama-tama mengajarkan dulu samatha, baru ke vipassana.
Tadi saya mau tanya singkat saja. Kalau orang yang sudah berkeluarga, apakah bisa mencapai tingkat kesucian?
You want to ask a simple question. So question that one who has family, that family, can he attain the tapana or the arahat?
What is that? Don't worry. If you practice very gently, it is possible. For example, there is our Buddha father, Suddhodana. He stayed in his village with his family. He is in Raha. Holy God. Don't worry.
Jawaban dari Syadaw adalah mungkin saja, yang bisa, jadi tidak usah khawatir. Contohnya adalah ayah Sang Buddha sendiri, ayah Buddha Gautama, yaitu Raja Suddhodana. Beliau sebagai seseorang yang berumah tangga bisa mencapai tingkat kesucian, bisa mencapai sotapanna. Jadi tidak usah khawatir.
Oke. Sharing dari ini. Idame punya, aswa kaya, maha bodhus, idame punya, nirvanasa, pitiyo, bodhus, idame punya, sabhasadana, pajema, esabe, Sama, punya bagas, sebanyak.